Mars is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, third and final hour of today, this Thursday, October 12th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just to wrap up the story about these four bills that would give power to the Michigan Public Service Commission to basically overrule local zoning ordinances, local municipalities say, when it comes to windmills and solar projects. The Republicans are saying you're declaring war on agricultural farmlands. Well, this one Democrat, one of the sponsors, says, I grew up and still live in one of the most polluted areas of our state. We have been asked to bear the brunt of generating coal-powered plants and natural gas plants in our area. Many of those in our community have suffered health impacts. I have engaged the locals in the process. I intend on visiting communities that are going through this process as we speak. But the suggestion that we're being callous and inconsiderate of local communities is disrespectful to the communities that have long produced the long-held energy demands for this state. There was also debate about the amount of land needed to successfully generate enough green energy to support Michigan's electric grid. Well, the same Democrat state representative, Ashish, said 3 to 4% of the state land is all that's going to be required to do it. Well, the audience, people from the public who were observing the committee, loudly disagreed. Chairman was forced to bang the gavel to restore order. State Representative Pauline Wenzel of Coloma said, but underlying the argument about land use and Michigan's energy needs, said it is a larger discussion about the will of the people, which this package of bills directly contradicts. She asked under what circumstances the commission, the Michigan Public Service Commission, would deny applications. Is there ever going to be a time that you guys deny any applications for windmills and solar panel farms? Well, the chairman Scripps said it would be consistent with how the state cites a majority of other infrastructure projects. I think it's a recognition that there is an absolute role of local units in the informing process. But it's also important that the state of Michigan's interests aren't subject to a local veto. If every local unit of government blocked these projects, we would end up without the projects and the future needs of Michigan's electric needs and use. So they don't want local units of governments ever blocking these projects ever again. The bills were not taken up for a vote, and there's more work that needs to be done on the package. We're moving on. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
Ah, my favorite truck driving song when I was coming home. Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight. Love that one-hit wonder. Couple of short stories to get to here in this segment. a federal bankruptcy judge held Dana Nessel, the Attorney General's office, in contempt on Friday for disclosing confidential documents in Detroit City's bankruptcy case to the attorneys representing the officials charged in the Flint water crisis. U.S. bankruptcy judge Thomas Tucker ordered Dana Nessel's attorney general office to pay former Governor Rick Snyder's attorney fees incurred as his legal team worked to defend him from the criminal charges she charged him with arising out of the Flint water crisis. The department simply did a large document dump on criminal defendants, estimated to be, listen to this, this is what they did to Snyder. They dumped 4 to 5 million documents without first doing any meaningful review of those documents, the judge order read. They charge him with criminal charges. Then they dump millions and millions of documents into the court file as supposedly, quote, evidence. Snyder's attorneys had to spend hundreds, if not thousands of hours trying to read those 4 to 5 million documents to find out what's in the quote unquote evidence against their client. As a result, charging him a huge amount of money to defend himself in a criminal case, when in fact, the document dump was done deliberately to cause his defense expenses to go up. So what happens most of the time in those cases? The defendants say, I can't afford my defense. Let's cut a deal. I'll plead guilty to lesser charges, perhaps misdemeanors instead of felonies, just to get rid of the lawsuit because I can't afford to pay you guys to read 4 to 5 million documents. This is exactly the same tactic, folks, they're using against Donald Trump in his criminal cases. And the judges, because they're all progressive Democrats, are allowing it to happen. The one judge not only will not extend the time requirement for Trump's legal teams to respond, they won't push the trial back, giving them time to prepare a defense. Of course, they're citing the Constitution where we're all due a speedy trial. Unless you're Lee Chatfield, then you don't even get a trial. Danny Wimmer, the Attorney General's press secretary, said the department is aware of the judge's ruling. Quote, concerning a handful of confidential records which had been inadvertently disclosed to the defendants as part of the discovery process in the Flint water crisis cases. Judge's ruling has no practical consequences for any cases stemming from the Flint water crisis, and we respect the court's ruling. Man, you can tell this guy's an attorney. The bottom line is, the judge says, you're going to pay his attorney fees. You're going to reimburse him what he had to spend in fighting your criminal charges. MERS News Service attempted to reach out to Snyder's attorney, Brian Lennon, but he did not return the call. Snyder's legal team sought contempt charges against the Attorney General's office back in August of 2022, alleging that the department released to defense attorneys privileged materials from Detroit's bankruptcy case under the attorney-client communications of discovery. Snyder's team said it warned the Attorney General's office back in May of 2019 that an estimated 21 million documents collected via search warrants likely contained attorney-client privilege communications and protected work product. But the Attorney General's office didn't respond to their filing and went forward in the criminal charges, as well as now having to deal with the Detroit bankruptcy documents. Snyder, of course, was one of nine former state and city officials charged with crimes resulting out of the Flint water crisis. The cases against seven of them were dismissed after the Michigan Supreme Court declined to hear the Attorney General's appeal from the lower court's decisions to dismiss the charges. Snyder's case remains pending in the Michigan Supreme Court, as well as former Flint Public Works Director Howard Croft's misdemeanor charges. Those are pending in the Genesee County Circuit Court. So basically, her tactics of doing a document dump under the pretense of discovery, judge says, sorry, you created excessive burden of his defense. You're going to pay his attorney. So maybe Attorney General Dana Nessel will listen to the judge's decisions and stop using these tactics. Kind of interesting. They're doing, again, the same thing to Donald Trump. Other story you may have heard in the news, the teenager that shot and killed the Ingham County Democratic Party Secretary Ted Lawson found out that the 15-year-old, in fact, connection with Sunday's shooting death, had a history of assaultive conduct going all the way back to 2020. This kid is 15. Lamar Patrick Kemp was on probation at the time of yesterday's arraignment. Prosecutors testified that his felonious assault and battery and domestic assault was on his record going all the way back to when this kid was, listen to this, 11 years old. During the arraignment before Judge Anthony Flores in the 54th A District Court, the prosecution released new details showing Kemp is being seen on a video making a beeline directly to the victim, Lawson. The youth asked Lawson for money. Lawson is on the video declining to give him any money. And then Kemp is seen shooting Lawson in the head, according to Ingham County Assistant Prosecutor Joel Martinez. Prior to the shooting, Kemp was seen walking with two other youths, both of whom were mentioned in the courtroom hearing as being witnesses to the crime. The 15-year-old Kemp is charged with open murder, which in Michigan is a life offense. He's also being charged with carrying a concealed weapon and a felony firearm. His next court date is October 20th, next week. hearing will be for probable cause. They've already set a preliminary examination for October 27th. Martinez said that in addition to the video, police have witnesses and ballistics evidence as officers found a .22 caliber handgun and a discharge shell at the scene. He shot the guy in the head with a .22, killing him. Kemp's public defender attorney Joseph Hardy argued that the juvenile facility would be a more appropriate place to house his client. The judge denied Kemp's bond and remanded him to Ingham County Jail. No, he's not going to a juvenile facility. He's going to Ingham County. Ingham County Prosecutor John DeWayne said, unfortunately, this year we have experienced a number of youthful offenders illegally carrying guns and engaging in both fatal and non-fatal gun violence throughout Ingham County. While Kemp is 15 years old, the decision to charge him as an adult was made after careful consideration of the nature of the offense, along with Kemp's previous interactions with our court system. This kid, are you kidding? Assault and battery, domestic assaults going all the way back to when he was 11 years old. Who in the heck is his parents? Does he have any parents? 11 years old. Individuals are driving violence and fear into our community, and many of these individuals are young people. We will continue to utilize the legal system to promote community safety and hold these individuals responsible for their actions, for the harm they've caused and the laws they have broken. Police said Monday that Lawson was shot in the 1100 block of North Jenison Street around 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Sunday. What was he doing? Volunteering as part of the Ingham County Democrat Party, was canvassing in support of Lansing City Council's candidate Trina Lopez, and can't even begin to pronounce the last name. PEHLIVANOGLU. Sorry, not even going to try. Lawson, the victim, was taken to an area hospital where he died later. Well, two members of his family, as well as the candidate, were present at yesterday's arraignment. Lopez said, "This is an incredibly difficult time. We have a family that is grieving, and then, in my opinion, a young child who is suspected of these crimes. This is a lose-lose situation, and it's tragic." Final half hour of today's show, bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.